The reason we have Purim next to Pesach, the reason this year we have Adar Sheni, Lismach Geula LeGeula, that Purim leads into Pesach. Purim leads into Pesach. So then, if there are two others, so we have to have Purim in the order that's before Pesach. Lismach Geula LeGeula. To understand the connection between Purim and Pesach. So what is Geula? The Psukim and the Megillah, when Esther comes in front of the king, says they wrote that Jews could defend themselves. And it was announced in Shushan Abira that the Jews could defend themselves. Mordechai yotzo milifnei amelech bulvush malchus. Mordechai walks out in levush malchus. Tcheles v'chur v'ateres zohov gedola sachrich butz v'agomon v'ir Shushan Sohola v'samecha. Nothing really happened. But two things did happen. First of all, the Jews realized that the unbelievable gzeira, where their enemies would be allowed to do what they want to the Jews, and the Jews would not be able to defend themselves, was changed. Now the Jews could defend themselves. Number one. Number two, is a chshivis. U'mordechai yotzo lifnei melech b'vush malchus. Mordechai is elevated to levush malchus. So, Gemara Megillah says, what does it mean, Lehudim Oysa Orava Simcha? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Orva Zu Torah. The Torah, Simcha Zu Yontif, Samachta B'chagecho, Sasan Zu Mila, Sasan Ochel Emersecho, Yikorei Lu Tfilin. So all of a sudden, the Pasuk seems to be Kipshuto. They had Ora, V'simcha, V'salsam, V'yikor. Everything's wonderful. And Chazal's twisted around. For some reason. Lima Torah, Yontif, Brismila, Tfilin. And not any Tfilin, Tfilin Shabarosh. What's happening? Gemara tells us, Yerushalmi, the reason we have Dalet Kosos on Pesach, there are Dalet Lashonos of Geula. Geula, there are four levels of Geula. Lochin Emor, the positive beginning of Eira. Lochin Emor, of Ne Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Otseisi Eschem, Itachal Sivlos Mitzrayim, Hitzalti Eschem Avodosom. Vagalti eschem bezroav nintuyo b'shvotim gadolim, lokachti eschem li lo'om, v'yisi lochem le'lokim. Vidatem ki ani Hashem lokechem amutzi eschem mitachas sivlos mitzroyim. Four, v'hotzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'gaalti, v'lokachti. Four levels of Geula.
four levels of geula, when you drink arba kosos. What are these four levels of geula? And the Gemara, in Pesachim, Tetzvav, tells us the first two were in Mitzrayim, the other two was when they left Mitzrayim. First of all, they had backbreaking work. When a person is overburdened with backbreaking work, he can't focus on too much. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they worked 6 days. And Shabbos, they sat and learned Torah. For the 6 days that they're working, Paro controlled them completely. They were broken by hard work. But what saved them? They saved them that on a Shabbos, they can sit and learn Torah. So where did their minds belong? He could break them physically. They couldn't focus them too much during the week. But still, the moment they had an opportunity, he didn't control their minds. And when at the very end he said, "Tich bad aleihem avol v'al yishu b'divrei shek," he says, "You have to take away those megillas. I'm not going to get them until I control their minds as well. And because of Shabbos, I can't control their minds." So the backbreaking work, b'toras ha'atzmo, was a tremendous burden. But then at the end, Paro realized as much as it was breaking them, but since he couldn't control their minds, they still didn't belong to him. So, I'm going to save them from the backbreaking work, and especially the backbreaking work at the end, when they didn't even have the opportunity to have an independent mind. Now this is an amazing geula. What's the difference between a free man who works very hard and a slave? A free man who works very hard at least has pride. It's my work. See what I did. It's not, I'm just an anonymous cog in the wheel. I've done something. I've achieved something. I've accomplished something. A slave, it's not his work. Today he can do this, tomorrow he can do that. There's no satisfaction. I'm a nothing. A slave has no independent identity. His whole metzius belongs to his other. So Klal Yisrael was saved from two things. Backbreaking work, the control an Odin has over his slave, and the lack of any sense of identity and achievement. Now those are very universal human situations. But then, this geula. Geula is already a ruchnius thing. Mushvatim gedolim. Rish Baruch Hu says, when I take them out of Mitzrayim with his galus hashchina, and they're going to see b'shvatim gedolim, they're going to see schar va'onesh in front of their eyes. They'll see that I run the world according to a very exact cheshbon. That's a geula. When a person thinks, all that exists in this world is my work, and that's it, even if he takes pride in his work, there's no dimension where he elevates himself, that he connects to something higher. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to show them there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And if I show them there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, then It's a whole different dimension of life. And then they're going to understand that the whole world runs according to a cheshbon uvishvatim gedolim of a schar v'onish. This world is in hefker. When Yisroel came to Moshe Rabbeinu, what does he say? Ki ba'dovor asher zodu aleihem. What overwhelmed everyone, whether the ones who were there at Kriyas Yamsuf, and what Yisroel heard was that what happened was the Dikduk Hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished the Egyptians with absolute precision according to how they persecuted the Jews. The world's not Hefker. Good, there's a Rebbe Hashem in this world, fine. But how does he run the world? To understand that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let the world Hefker. Just doesn't show himself here and there. He's running hands on the world with a very exact cheshbon. And that means that what I do in this world counts and it makes a difference. It is not hefker. The Melech Malchem Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything I do registers with him. And he responds the way he runs this world to what I am doing. It's not just, I did a wonderful creation, I feel good about it. It has cosmic consequences. And if I do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. And if I do the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. Anything I do has consequences way beyond the small little thing what I'm doing. And that's a gula. It takes a human being and puts him in the center of the universe. It's the third gula. As they're leaving Mitzrayim, they become a whole different people. So the last year in Mitzrayim, they weren't working. The year of the Esamakos. But that was Vahotseisi Vahitzalti. But the moment they walk out of Mitzrayim, it's Vahalti. They're on the way to becoming an Am Hashem. When did that happen? That happened at Har Sinai. Hayom azeh niyei salam l'Hashem Elokecha. We made a bris with HaKadosh Baruch. He said, yes, until now, when I ran the world, Klal Yisrael were there. But now, I'm pushing Klal Yisrael to a whole different level. There's a geirus of Klal Yisrael, all Hillel's geirus who learned out of what happened in Har Sinai. Why? He said, they were Jews until now. It's a whole different type of existence. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. There's Taryag Mitzvahs. There are four types of Geula. There's Geula from the backbreaking work and the anonymity of the work. That's the first two. The third is Klal Yisrael zooming up to a whole different position in this universe to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, that everything we do counts and has such cosmic consequences. That's who we are. Now, Jews very often forget it. Purim was an incredible event in Jewish history. Because Mordechai and Esther, when they said, Kisvuni Ladoros, understood that what happened here wasn't just another anti-Semitic incident. Anti-Semitic incidents have been throughout our history. So what's so special here? What happened here is something that has to become a part of the entire Jewish calendar, entire Jewish identity, and who and what we are. Chazal said, first of all, if there was a gzeir lahashmir laharog ol abed, it's called ayudi meinar ve'adzok ein tap v'noshim, means Klal Yisrael deserved it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a chance to do tshuva. If you do, you'll be spared. Otherwise, lahashmir laharog ol abed, it's called ayudi meinar ve'adzok ein tap v'noshim. What did they do to deserve such a gzeir? And if it didn't happen because they did tshuva, they certainly suffered the fright of the gzeira, the wake-up call of the gzeira. And the wake-up call of the gzeira is a very simple wake-up call. Chazal said two things. Nene mitzud shalos roshah. And ena chanami, that would have been enough, but that only affected the Jews in Shushan Abira. But the Jews in Shushan Abira, because they were nene from Suda of also Russia, deserve to be destroyed. And the Jews everywhere, shestachu l'tzelem. What's the issue here? And why are they saved? And why in the salvation are these four mitzvahs? Dimetera, Yontif, Mila and Tefillin Shabarosh. The Jews now appreciated these four mitzvahs and they understood the message of these four mitzvahs. Question: every Jew has an identity issue. Sometimes when I think about what the Medrash says, that Paro had to get rid of those Megillas that they brought, that they learned Torah. I think of so many of Achinu B'nai Yisrael who fall into a certain trap. Question, who are we? So we have a Yom Shabbos. We have leisure. Leisure today more than any time else. We have a Shabbos. In the Western world, we have a Sunday. How many people use Shabbos to say, okay, during the week I work hard, but I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment I have a rest, but the moment I can rest, can relax, I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I learn Torah. Come running into the house, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. By the time you reach the soup, you're half asleep, if not totally asleep. Shabbos day, by the time you rest up on Shabbos Sunday, you can watch the football game, you can go to Little League, you can do whatever you want. What happened in Mitzrayim? What happened in Mitzrayim? How did they hold on to their identity with Jews? Because under all the backbreaking work, under all that hard backbreaking work, came a Shabbos, holding on to those Megillas of Torah, of Avraham, Yisroel, and Yaakov's Torah. That's what they were. And Paro, if he wanted to break them, says, I have to control their mind. Yehudim, what's the problem with Jews? When they go into Shushan Abira, Shushan Abira, the Megillah begins. After all, Achashverosh made the Suda Chuch, tells the magnificent court that he had, the absolute luxury, and people get up by that. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. We want to be part of it. They get sucked into a whole different life. They forget, V'lokachti eschem li la'om. We are a different human. We are different. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. Ach Shivas doesn't come from participating in such a drunken feast, even if it is Glad Kosher. We are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. So, the Geulas of Mitzrayim, the last two Geulas of Mitzrayim, they seem to have forgotten about there in Shushan HaBira. No. Then, Jews are very funny. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes crashing down on them and says, these are the people you wanted to be part of? This is the society of absolute wild animals, behemoths. Don't you see? 187 days of feasting, drunken feasts for 187 days. This is what attracted you? This is what attracted you? You don't have a reason to exist. Then Lahash Milahari Gulabid is called Ayudim. But then Jews begin to realize, and that was the tshuva. The tshuva was to realize, no, Ach Shivas doesn't come from the magnificent court of Achshveirosh. That's not where Ach Shivas comes from. Ayhudim Oysa Oras Atah. So the first thing, like, who did Moshe, what is the first thing? The first thing, when Mordechai goes on, B'vush Malchus, what was the whole story of Purim? The whole story of Purim is that Mordechai had taken the Achrayas for Shushan HaBira. When the Jews went out to this drunken feast, there was one Jew who told them, don't go, and they went anyway. But he had to be there in the kitchen to make sure the cholapachas weren't going to eat treif. And when the gzeira came, he pointed it out to them. See? And instead of saying, Mordechai, it's your fault, you're the fanatic who doesn't bow down to Haman, they were makabalim. Now Mordechai, they didn't understand everything that had happened. Mordechai, Yoshev, Bashar, Melech, and then all of a sudden, because of Bixam, Bashar, they didn't understand what was happening. But that they knew there was one Talmud Chacham in Shushan HaBira who took responsibility for Klal Yisrael, and then he pointed out their aveira, and they did Shuvah. And then they realized, well, Mordechai Yotzim, Lefnei HaMelech, Bufush Malchus. It's not just Haman running around with Mordechai. Now he's Betoros Atzma. That was a one-shot deal, but now they realize. You know, sometimes for Jews to realize Achshivas HaTorah, it takes some goy to make them realize it. Unfortunately. But then they realize something else. That what happened back in Mitzrayim, that if a Jew in the midst of a Goyish society wants to hold on to his identity, who he is, then his mind has to belong to HaKadosh Baruch. And his mind belonging to HaKadosh Baruch who means Limud HaTorah. And that's why the problem with Shabbos Sunday in America, in England, or wherever, South Africa, wherever you're from, it's all the same. You have some time off. So where does your mind belong? So when the Megillah says, when they saw the Chashivas, they saw how everything had been building up and building up and building up. They hadn't realized B'Shas Mais what was happening. How was building up Kimo Kimo little by little to the Gula, and Mordechai now was Mr. Choshev in the kingdom of Achashverosh. They realize their minds have to belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first thing. And there's a second thing. And that second thing is Yontif. Yontif is very different than Shabbos. There are three types of Yomim. There's Shabbos, a regular Yontif, and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day that we deny all the Hanos Haguf. Stand in front of Baruch Hu Kamaloch. Shabbos is a different day. We withdraw from the world completely. Say the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. The seventh day, and this day, we withdraw from the world. We don't do any malacha whatsoever. Oneg, you have to enjoy yourself. No din simcha. Comes Yontif, there's a very ancient concept of simcha. Simcha has two aspects to it. Simcha is one of all, one hand, Shlifnei Hashem. On the other hand, then Simcha Lebosor and Simcha Lebayayin. No din Simcha Shabbos. Simcha Yontif, Simcha Lebosor, Simcha Lebayayin. Simcha Lebosor, Simcha Lebayayin means the unique Jewish experience that I can be Lifnei Hashem, enjoy Olam Hazeh with an understanding that's Lifnei Hashem. I can uplift Olam Hazeh. I don't, in the Suda V'Achashverosh, Olam Hazeh brought them down. It turned them into a bunch of animals. Just a drunken feast, a feasting 187 days with every Chilul Kedusha that could be. And even drinking from the Kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. But you can have Bosa V'yayin, Lifnei Hashem, as part of a Kedusha. It's a whole different Suda. It's a whole different Mahalach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center. It does not, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not only Yom Kippur. It's Yontif also. First, their minds had to belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the guf had to belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When your mind belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then your guf can belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if your mind doesn't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then your guf can't belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Or of a Simcha V'Sason, Bris Mila. Bris Mila is a very important symbol. When the Greeks fought the Jews, it was Bris Mila they were against. When the Jews wanted to assimilate into Egyptian society, Poskim Ulimol, no Bris Mila. What is Bris Mila? Brischa Shechasamta Bivsarenu. The bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly is in Ruchnias, but it's indelibly carved into our bodies. Our guf belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with tefillah and limud. It's unbelievable. Ramban in Torah Hashem Tmima. Ramban in Torah Hashem Tmima is a simple kasha. The Torah is all mitzvahs. Serve him with our goof. Why isn't the Torah serving with tefillah, limud, machshava? Why do we have need all these mitzvahs, ma'asiyos? And Ramban answers, a malach is kula ruchni. Behemoth is kula gashmi. Human being is a mixture. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur as malachim in Ochanami. The rest of the year we serve him as human beings, a mixture of guf and neshama. And that's why the bris between ourselves and our Kodesh Baruch Hu is chosum b'psareinu. Aguf is Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Jews were there at the Suda of Achashverosh, the Aguf wasn't Meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was just, they were a bunch of animals. That, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'lokach Yeschem Liliyom, V'go'alti Yeschem Bezorah Natuya, you were made for the whole Geul of Mitzrayim. You have no right to exist. L'hashmil harol abed. The answer is no. Then the Jews came to a realization. Our minds belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can have a yontif now where our guf belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says we're meshabed our guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means a whole something whole differently. Tefillin Shibaroz, V'ro'u kol ame o'oretz kishem Hashem nikro lecho v'yor mebek. Tefillin Shibaroz symbolizes an important thing. That when a Jew conducts himself as a Jew in a superior way, and he shines forth that he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and that we are the Am Hashem, V'lokachti eschem li liom, that's the biggest defense we have. For Yoru Mimeka. When Yaakov Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Vayishlach, what is he? He got nervous. He comes and immediately Shechem, the whole mice with Shechem, and he's afraid that all the Yoshvei Aretz are going to gang up on him. He tells them, how serious it must be, something's a problem. If we are not radiating HaKadosh Baruch Hu so the people are afraid of us, there's a problem within us. Hasiru es Elohei Anecha Shebasochachem V'itoharu. Got a mikveh, chlifos and moseichem. And they got rid of it. V'ahichita as Elohim. They radiated at Kodesh Baruch when everyone stayed away. If the Jews were afraid of Lahashmid, Laharog, Abed, that means they were not radiating at Kodesh Baruch. Tefillin Shibaroz says, we radiate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our biggest defense. With the Am Hashem. The Geula of Purim is not Stam. There was an anti-Semitic incident and the Jews beat them back. No, it's much deeper than that. It's much, much deeper. That's why the Geula of Purim and the Geula of Mitzrayim are all one Geula. It's who are we? We're an Am Hashem. We radiate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillin Shibaroz. Our minds belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Limud HaTorah. Our guf belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know what a yontef means. To have both Sovayag in Lifnei Hashem. And as a brisko shechasamta b'sareinu, we're meshubit, our guf is meshubit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that carries the bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one hemshech. From Purim, we move on to Ga'alti Yeschem Bizra'a Natuya V'lokach Yeschem Lila'om.